Dr. Sebik Denning, office note on patient Anna Maria Wise, A-N-N-A-M-A-R-I-A, Wise, W-I-S-E. Date of birth 3/20/1968. Date of service 11/1/2023. Peer pregnancy of the patient is 55-year-old white female. Presenting to my office because of hypertension. She has diagnosed hypertension for the last 7 years. Other diagnoses include morbid obesity, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next obstructive sleep apnea on home CPAP, next history of asthma has been controlled, period. Paragraph, past surgical history includes cholecystectomy in 1999 and one C-section, period. Paragraph, social history, patient is married with one child, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She does contracts for oil and gas, and she also runs a real estate brokerage. Paragraph, family history on her father's side is unknown. Her mother has pernicious anemia, aortic aneurysm, hypertension. Her half-sister complains of liver kidney issues and asbestos exposure. And there's history of diabetes, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, and her other siblings. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Review system reveals occasional headaches. She used to have more migraine headaches in the past. Didn't have any chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no vomiting, but she does have nausea. No abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, no melanin. She is postmenopausal. Her last menstrual period was at age of 43. Period. She does still complain of hot flashes, denies any leg swelling. No urinary symptomatology or other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include Ozempic, Metformin, L-Lysine, Hawthorn Berry, Ramipril, Berberine, Max-3, and Yoni Balance. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anesthetic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most of the mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal sphenous chew, no emerge heard, no friction of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or reduces her abdomen, is globulous, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from May 2023 reveals normal kidney function, normal liver function tests, and normal thyroid function, and increased free T3 and free T4 in her labs. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Hypertension uncontrolled. Patient head down of her ramipril. We are going to refill and monitor her blood pressure. Next, morbid obesity. Patient was instructed that she needs to lose the weight to improve her situation, and she was told to use the method of intermittent fasting, low carb, and healthy keto diet. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0. 6 months ago, we're going to recheck her hemoglobin A1C and lipid panel. Patient will stop her Ozempic and will start her on glipizide extended release 2.5 mg daily in addition to her metformin, and we will go from there. Period. Next, obstructive sleep apnea to continue home CPAP. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in televisit in 2 weeks to discuss results of lipid panel, thyroid panel, and hemoglobin A1C. We also are going to screen her for iodine deficiency. We'll see her back in around 3 months afterwards with labs as well. End of report. Thanks.